22.2 out of 36 points. That's the average ACT score for the nearly 50,000 graduates of the class of 2015. But the score won't be as high for the class of 2016. John Johnson, spokesperson for the state's Department of Public Instruction, says that's because all high school juniors were required to take the exam this past March.
All the states that have gone to having 100% of juniors take the ACT have seen their scores decline, and we expect that that's going to happen next year, but we think it's for a very, very good purpose.
Johnson says the goal of having all juniors take the ACT is to get more students to consider post-secondary education. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.